Hello, Rebels of the Sharpolution. Normally, I start off this podcast by saying hi, but I'm going to start this one off by saying hydration. We know how important hydration is for our bodies. It's the thing that keeps us running, right? You want to be a well-oiled machine. You want to be running efficiently. You know what can help you run efficiently? Liquid IV. It is the category-winning hydration brand fueling your well-being, and their hydration multiplier is the one product that you are missing in your daily routine. It comes in a little stick that's a powder, and in just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. If you use it first thing in the morning, maybe before a workout, when you feel run down, maybe after a long night out and doing a little partying, you know what I mean? And even, what if you have like a long flight or something like that and you just bleh, right? We all feel that way, bleh. So add this to your water, and that convenient packaging can go with you anywhere you go, even if you're going to the gym or you're traveling or you're at work and maybe you didn't have a great breakfast. At least it's something that will fuel you up in the morning. And there's a whole bunch of flavors that are available, like sea berry, strawberry lemonade, Concord grape, lemon lime, pina colada, tropical punch, watermelon, strawberry, passion fruit, guava, acai berry. Did I say that right? I never know how to say that. But those are just some of the flavors. Here's some statistics for you folks. One stick of liquid IV in 16 ounces of water contains 5 essential vitamins: B3, B5, B6, B12, and even vitamin C. And we all know how important those B vitamins are. It's got 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. It's made with premium ingredients. It's non-GMO, and it is free from gluten, dairy, and soy. I'm going to offer you a great deal, Rebels. If you go to liquidiv.com and use offer code Sherpa, you can get 20% off of anything that you order on that site when you're shopping for some better hydration. So that's Liquid IV. Check it out at liquidiv.com.
Too Many Podcasts is brought to you in cooperation with the SJ Network. If you are a person who would like to appear on podcasts, contact Stephen Joyner at s-j-network.com. We now direct you to the Sherpa Chalet, where we will turn it over to Jim the Podcast Sherpa. How he got this job is anyone's guess.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts. It's the show where Jim the Podcast Sherpa discusses podcasts here in the land of Mount Podcastia, which are cast out to your airwaves. You're in luck because it's a mini episode, so we won't take up too much of your time. Unfortunately, we know that the episode of the Sherpa reading War and Peace in Pig Latin might one day be discovered. It's a good thing he doesn't suspect it's right on his esk day.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the Podcast Sherpa.
Hello there, Rebels of the Sharpolution, and welcome to Too Many Podcasts. It is the podcast about podcasts and so much more. It is me, Jim the Podcast Sherpa, coming to you from Sherpaloo Studios, high atop Mount Podcastia, where I get to overlook the hills and valleys of all the podcasts that are out there on the charts and that are coming to your earwaves. Earwaves? Okay, yeah, I made up that word. That works. So how are you? I'm doing well. And who's our guest today?
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
I have no idea. It's just little me. It's a solo episode. So I'll have you out of here in under like a day and a half, I promise. So just a few things that I really wanted to discuss with you as listeners of the show to kind of keep you in the loop on what's going on here in the Sherpa Chalet. So the first thing that I wanted to discuss was, as you well know, you can hear this show on sherpolution.com. the Sherpolution YouTube page, and on podcast apps everywhere. But not so fast. There are a few podcast apps that seem to be going away. I have no control over this. The first one is Google Podcasts, and I know that that is supposedly coming to an end around April of 2024, and Google Podcasts is encouraging people to start listening on YouTube Music. And I know you get to hear music on there, obviously, but you can hear podcasts on here as well. And actually, I believe if you look at the cover art on YouTube Music, that's actually the cover art that I use for the podcasts that are played on YouTube as well. Just a little tidbit for you in there. And also another podcast app that is going to be going away from what I understand is one called Radio Public, which I'm really surprised about. That's one that you've been able to hear this show on, I believe, since the beginning. It was definitely one of the first few that had the nerve to play me. Things change and business changes. And from what I understand, that's going to be closing down in the near future as well. I don't really know the date of that, but if you are listening on Radio Public, if you go to my website, chirpolution.com, you'll see a whole list of podcast apps that you can hear this podcast on. So you'll have plenty to choose from. I know I'm on at least 25 or something like that. So yeah, there's quite a few for you to choose from. So don't worry about that. If you were loving the show and you want to come back every week, and you know, when you click on my podcast on your podcast app, if you hit the subscribe button, every time a new episode comes out, it'll be ready for you right there in the podcast player. Next, I wanted to discuss the email list. Now, some of you going, he had an email list? I didn't have a lot of subscribers on there. If you go to my website, sharpolution.com, there was an option to sign up for an email list. For now, I'm putting that on hold. I didn't really have a lot of email subscribers, and that's okay, because I know a lot of people don't really like getting a lot of emails. And I found that every week I would get new subscribers, but they were all bots. And for the people that are on there that were nice enough to subscribe, I don't want their information getting picked up by these bots. I don't know how it works, but I'm not taking any chances. Maybe in the near future, if it necessitates having to set up an email list, I will do that, but I will keep you in the loop when that happens. Lastly, if you read my show notes, do you read my show notes? Of course you do. You will see that normally it says that on Wednesday nights, I'm on the Wisdom app. Wisdom has been going through some changes, and it is actually now known as Noom Vibe, N-O-O-M Vibe. And some of you might know Noom as a weight loss program, but I know that Noom is actually tied into a lot of different areas of health, and it's a good app and everything like that. But I've just found that going in there and talking about podcasts, it didn't seem to tie in to what the rest of the mission of the app was. The creator of the app, who is now working with Noom, is a lady named Deo, and she was fantastic. No ill will towards her or any of the Wisdom community at all. Met a bunch of incredible people. If you really want to go on there and be inspired and hear some good chats about health and mental well-being, that's the app that you definitely want to check out. Again, it's called Noom, N-O-O-M, Vibe, V-I-B-E, one word. And you can find it up wherever you get your apps for your tablets or your phones. But what does this all mean? I mean, no email, no Wisdom. That means that you can pop on and say hello to me on my social media sites, which of course is Sharpolution. And I'm on Facebook or Instagram and X, you know, Twitter, and TikTok as well. So if you want to pop on there, if you've got a question, I would love to hear from you. So don't be afraid to subscribe to that and pop on and say hello. I'll say hello right back. I promise you, I don't have bots that answer my questions for me. Also, we've still got the contest going on, looking for 100 reviews. And if you like what you are hearing, if you head on to Apple Podcasts and leave me a nice review, you will be entered into a contest where you will be eligible to win free podcast merchandise from the T-Sherpa shop. That's mine. Yes, absolutely free on my dime. And please leave nice reviews. You know, the more reviews, I think it helps steer the algorithm for more people listening. And that's what we want to do. We just want to reach out to more people, have some fun. The more the merrier, you know how it is. So if you can do that, great. If you have a criticism on the show and, you know, you don't want to appear cranky, you can even email me at jimthepodcastsherpa@gmail.com if you've got any questions or comments or things that you would like to see on the show. I would love to hear from you. Don't be shy. Say hello. Don't be afraid. I don't bite. I promise. Not on the first date anyway. Okay, I think I've covered that all. So let's head into this week's edition of Sherpa Samples.
Now it's time for Sherpa Samples. If you've got a podcast you'd like us to sample, contact us, and we'll mention your name on the show.
Yes, here we are, Sherpa Samples, the portion of the show where I get to tell you about some of the podcasts on the podcast charts that I've been checking out. Not here to review them, just to let you know what they're all about, just in case you're a little curious and you want to check out some things and add to your podcast playlist. Why do I do this? Well, I like listening to podcasts, and I also have no life. So let's go on with the list. Number one, we have History of Philosophy Without Any Gaps. It is hosted by Peter Adamson, whom I believe is a professor. And the episode that I checked out was about the Inquisition. Was it the Spanish Inquisition? I don't know. No one expects the Spanish Inquisition. Strictly Speaking is hosted by three law professors, and they discuss cases brought to the Supreme Court. And if you're living in the United States, I'm not going to get political or anything like that, you know that there have been a lot of issues coming up that has brought the Supreme Court into focus. And these three ladies discuss those issues quite intellectually, I might add. Your Kickstarter sucks. No, I mean, that's the name of the podcast. I'm not criticizing you. It's these two guys, and they take a look at all these people's Kickstarter projects. And Kickstarter is when you want to promote something and you raise money for it and see if you can get it off the ground. And they talk about some of the really bad Kickstarters that are out there. They were talking about one guy who was marketing a jacket that had like 40 pockets. If I had a jacket with 40 pockets, I would still lose my keys. Regardless, it doesn't matter. I'd have to shake that thing all afternoon and it would not turn up my keys. 6 Minute English is from the BBC, and it's a unique approach to teaching people English. It's a woman discussing different issues and then discussing some of the key words in the issues that she talks about. It's not political or anything like that. It's just day-to-day life. I thought it was an unusual approach to teaching people English, but I guess it's very popular. So, hey, whatever works, that's good enough. If you are a fan of the news, there's The Daily Show, The Ears Edition. And I believe there are episodes with Trevor Noah, but I've checked out the episode with Jon Stewart, who was the original host, and he is back on The Daily Show, from what I understand. I always found him pretty funny. Some people like him or don't like him. If you like his take on the news, then check it out. It's definitely a worthwhile podcast to enjoy. I got two podcasts that are hosted by people from reality shows, of course. You know, this is what they do after they do their reality shows. Modern Wisdom is hosted by a guy named Chris Williamson. I believe he was on Love Island and he was a model. And then he wanted to do other things. And this podcast is where he gets to speak to some of the world's greatest thinkers. And they talk about a lot of different things. The episode that I listened to was a discussion with a gentleman on, is marriage worth it? Is marriage worth it? Of course it is. Yes, my wife is standing right there. I have to say marriage is worth it. I'm not stupid. It is worth it. Trust me. Giggly Squad is hosted by two ladies whom I believe were on a Bravo reality show called Summer Home. And I know one of them is a model, and I believe the other one is a writer and a comic. So they talk about their stuff and I guess their bit with fame or whatever they want to talk about in the time that they are given together. Media Pressure is a true crime podcast. And it is hosted by Julie Murray. And Julie Murray's sister vanished. Her name is Maura. So she's presenting a true crime missing persons podcast from the perspective of the victim's family. So it's a different perspective from what you usually hear on true crime podcasts. And I guess they're going to be having different people in future seasons discuss different cases who are directly involved with the case. Chilluminati is three guys who are kind of goofy, and they talk about all sorts of weird things and phenomena that go on in the universe. The episode that I caught was about the Philadelphia experiment. I think it had something to do with mind control or something like that. It was kind of weird. And is it real? Is it not real? So if you like kind of spooky stories and true crime, Chilluminati is a podcast that you might want to check out. Finally, a while back, I had a wonderful guest on. His name is Jordan Runtog. And Jordan is the producer and co-host of Too Much Information. And we had him here in the Sherpa Chalet, and we had a lot of fun. Great guy. We're still kind of keeping in touch on social media, messaging each other and sending each other silly videos and making each other laugh. But Jordan has a new podcast out that he is producing called Our Way with Paul Anka and Skip Bronson. Now, Paul Anka, for those of you who may not know who he is, has been a singer, really a musical icon, since he was like a teenager. And now he's in his 80s, and Skip Brunson is what they call a business visionary. I know he wrote a book about property in Atlantic City, and there were some battles with Trump going on. And it was supposedly really fascinating. And I know that Skip got involved with a lot of other business dealings that made him pretty interesting. And these two guys have been friends for a long period of time. And they sit together and they talk with their famous friends. And they're from all over the place, from the business world or the entertainment world or technology or music or wherever. And I got to tell you, folks, I enjoyed this podcast. I listened to the premiere episode where they interviewed Jason Bateman, who was actually Paul Anka's son-in-law. And as you may or may not know, Jason Bateman is one of the three hosts of the podcast called Smartless. And it is really popular. And again, that's another podcast that you might want to check out and have a lot of fun with. But yeah, definitely check this one out. I think this one was definitely the pick of the week for me personally. And we have to have Jordan back on here. Maybe he'll bring his co-host Alex Heigl with him. But I think to have Heigl back on, we need a week where we need to throw furniture at the Sherpa Chalet. I think Heigl will like that. It'll make him feel at home. Okay, I think it's time to throw some furniture at the outro.
We're on that internet thingy at sherpalution.com.
So there you have it for another episode of Too Many Podcasts. And if you like what you're hearing, all you got to do is click the subscribe button if you are listening on a podcast app, and we'll be there for you every week. New episodes come out every Wednesday and on Saturdays. If you're wondering what this show sounded like in the very beginning, when I was just a wee Sherpa, tune in on your favorite podcast app for Sherpa Selects, and you can hear some of our earlier episodes. And right now, I've been featuring a lot of the episodes from the first season because that one was really an adventure, just as this season is right now. So please be sure to check that out as well. And as I said, please be kind and leave us a nice review on Apple Podcasts, and you can win some podcast merchandise. Whee! That's all I got, folks. I guess I will be seeing you next week, hopefully. And until then, have a great week. And until then, I say to you, Viva la Sherpalution.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Sherpalition. Viva la Sherpalition. Yell, come back now, you hear?
You know, Rebels, if you've been checking out some of my promotional ads on social media, you'll be aware that I have been using a lot of AI programs to help me create ads. But you know what? There's a lot more uses for AI than just funny little videos. And I'd like to introduce one of our new sponsors, Podium. It is a leader in creating AI tools for podcasters. Now, let's say you've got a podcast, or maybe you're even thinking of doing a podcast. You're probably wondering, well, how can AI be integrated with your workflow? I'll tell you about Podium. As a podcaster, you know that writing show notes and creating chapters and transcribing episodes takes a lot of time, and it can cost you a lot of money too. But you know what? That's where Podium comes in. It's an AI tool designed specifically for creators and podcasters with the goal of making post-production tasks quick and easy. And in just a few minutes, Podium generates show notes, chapters, summaries, clips for social media, a full transcript, suggested episode titles, social media posts, and more. Whew, that's a lot of work for one little program. Your show notes are key to your podcast's success because it helps new listeners find your podcast and they'll know if it's a fit for them. You know, kind of like Too Many Podcasts. It also improves your SEO. That's your search engine optimization. Ooh, big phrase there. And overall accessibility. And with Podium, you can focus on creating a great podcast and let Podium's AI do the heavy lifting. But Podium isn't just for solo creators and podcasters. It's a game changer for editors, producers, marketers, agencies, and production studios. Teams that use Podiums are able to increase workloads, decrease turnaround times, and improve their quality. How does it work? Very easy. First, go to Podium's website, and you'll see that link that's right there in the show notes. You get 3 hours free just to try it. Pretty cool, huh? And using that link also supports this show as well. And you know what else happens? Because I'm a good guy. You use my link, you will get 50% off for your first month. So visit the site, upload an MP3 file, and download your files, and that's it. And if you need anything else, you can use Podium GPT to generate articles and any marketing copy you might need in seconds. Instant show notes, transcripts, chapters for your podcast or channel. This will level up that podcast. So check out Podium today.